I'm looking for Jerry.
Shonda, this is Jerry. How are you?
Hello, Jerry. I love that name, Jerry. My favorite cousin's name is Jerry.
Well, that's wonderful to know. I'm trying to think back how many times you have to be like one of the artists that I've interviewed more than any other artist, because you're in our area like every other year, it seems like.
Oh, Lord, I'm like the Duracell bunny. I need to retire is what I need to do.
What I want to know from you, and I guess we've already started, you're coming to our area. You're going to be here Sunday the 21st in Columbus at Winbrook Baptist Church. And we have more details and ticket information on our website, thejoyfm.com. So now we got that part out of the way.
Okay, got the business done.
Why do you need who is this Karen Williams, and why do you need a special guest? Can't you carry a show on your own anymore?
Well, that's a jerk question. You know what I love? I've been doing this for 25 years by myself, and I'm tired of being by myself. And I have had, especially after my husband passed, I've had wonderful support out there that has been so good. Like J.C. Crabb dived in on some shows because I just didn't want to go by myself. The Martins went with me a little bit. I just, had a few people once in a blue moon that will come out there with me. And a lot of it's for my own sanity, and the lonely hours on the bus. But when I met Karen Williams, oh my stars. She, to me, is like she's better than a cup of coffee in the morning. She is the shot of espresso that I needed, and she is fabulous. She's just bubbly and a joy to be around, and not to mention that she's a great singer and a songwriter, and we are both passionate about the children for Food for the Hungry. She's just my friend, and now this has been the fourth tour I'm doing with her, and I don't know that I will ever do this again without her.
That's amazing. Well, that's a pretty good endorsement for her then.
I don't know. I know you have to ask her. I think sometimes I'll probably drive her crazy, but she certainly is a gift from the Lord to me, and the music this time around, she's come up with some incredible. I keep thinking I'm going to retire, and then, I think about what the message will be. I never leave home that I don't know how the night will end. And so when we got ready for this tour, I just didn't have anything. I said, I've talked about my life. I'm in a place where I'm trying to heal, and I'm healing right in front of people, and I just don't have another one in me. And she came over to love on me and like we all do, and eat. We always have to have dinner. And she played a couple of new songs for me, and one of them just blew me away. And I said, that's what I need personally. And if I need it personally, I have a feeling that a room full of women are in the same boat. And so I said, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. And it's an amazing night. It really has turned out to be quite something.